Running a startup or managing a platform engineering team demands speed, quality, and compliance awareness. The dilemma often boils down to hiring more DevOps talent or overworking existing staff. Meet DuploCloud, the team that's challenged themselves to create a DevOps automation solution that frees their customers from tedious cloud infrastructure tasks such as provisioning, landing zones, security controls, and much, much more. DuploCloud's intelligent solution is a game changer for fast-growing companies. Experience it yourself with a demo with one of their product specialists. Mention this podcast and you can get 2 free months on an annual subscription with no strings attached. Go to duplocloud.com/uncharted to claim this offer and get started today. That is duplocloud.com/uncharted to get started today. Welcome back to the Uncharted Podcast. This is Poya. Excited to have Kevin Mulrane, someone I've had the pleasure of working with over the last couple of years. Kevin, welcome back to the Uncharted.
I always love our conversations, man. So I'm pumped to be here.
You recently went from consulting, doing a bunch of different things, to going back to full-time as a VP, as a leader. So let's start there.
Over the years, I've learned a lot more about myself, about the things I really love to do, the things I think I'm actually good at. I've also done a lot of things that I don't think I'm that great at, and the things that I don't love doing as well over the last few years. I think it's more and more just trying to find, like, from a work perspective, like, do the stuff you love, you know, and not every job is going to be sunshine and rainbows. Like, there's definitely parts of my job that I don't absolutely love, but if more, you know, majority of your time is spent on things that you feel like it's your passion, that's really rewarding for you. It just, obviously, it's great from a work perspective, but also too, man, like, you know, like, you and I've talked a lot about this too, but like, me being a dad and a husband, like, when I was, you know, when I wasn't doing the things I love, like, that was transferring into, like, a lot of, like, the things in my personal life. Kind of recognized, like, a change was needed there, and, you know, did a really good, like, audit on what are those things I want to do, what do I think I'm actually good at, and who do I want to become, and that helped kind of create my path of making a change.
I love what you just said, because sometimes you got to go through and finding out things you don't like through experience to find out what you do like. And we talked about this on the last episode. I'll just remind everybody, if you are looking for a transition, I can't tell you how helpful it is to just write a one pager of your must haves, things you're looking for. The more specific you get, the better, because it helps give guideline to other people to help you. One of the reasons I was excited to have this conversation is I remember a couple of weeks ago when we were working out, when you were in the Bay Area, we went to the gym, we went to boot camp. I was like, okay, how's the new role? How is it? How was the recruiting process? The thing you said that really stuck with me, you said, out of all the gigs you've had, this is the first time you walked into a role where there was no surprises. So talk to us a little bit about, like, why in your recruiting process.
It's a really interesting one, right? Because I started on October 16th, 2023. We're having this conversation February 9th, 2024, right? So I'm a little over, call it, you know, 3-4 months in. There's been no surprises, something new that I didn't realize was going on. And so I think first, you know, if I go all the way back to the beginning of the process, I worked with an executive recruiter who, you know, when they share what their due diligence process is, when they take on a new client and how deep they go with them to understand their business, where they're at, their needs, what they think they need from a role. Like, it was really impressive to see how deep they go. And they're really, really great at being able to challenge a CEO or a founder on what they think they need. And they almost sort of build out what the role is, what the candidate profile looks like, what the skill sets are like. They really kind of build that together. So I think, like, from the onset, the recruiter had such great visibility into what the role was and what it was going to take to be successful. As I went through the interview process, the CEO and our chairman, they were so honest. Every single company, every single role, there's going to be great things that are amazing that you want to try and sell them on to get them excited. Every company has its warts. Every company has its challenges. And, dude, they popped the hood and they were so transparent with me. So I think the transparency on where they're at, where they're looking to go, and what the current state really looks like, no BS whatsoever, right? So that was a huge, huge part of it. Also, during my interview process, though, I spent a full day in person with everybody, with our leadership team, right? Where I got to meet more folks, get deeper understanding of the business. And we even went out to a really nice dinner that night. So you get to know people more on a personal level. You get to really kind of know who you're working with and what you're walking into. So that was a big part of it. A lot of people after that dinner were saying, like, we hope we didn't scare you off. And I loved that. Cause I'm like, this is real. Like, this is what it is. And there's the great things about what we're doing. We've got some challenges ahead for sure, just like any company does, but unbelievable transparency.
I'm just curious, where does that stem from?
Internally here, like, I think our people are natural. Like, it's just the character of the people, like, just very honest, very direct, very transparent. We don't, no one's really beating around the bush. The recruitment agency I was working with, like, they really educated, because at BioCenture, they never went for an external VP of sales. They've never made this hire before. And so I think from the recruitment agency side of things, they were really able to educate the importance of getting this role right and what happens if you get it wrong. There's a lot of companies that hire a VP of sales and you see 3, 6, 9 months later, that person's out, right? And ton of time, ton of money. Like, it's just a really, really expensive mistake to make. And so I think they're really able to educate, like, the importance of getting this right and being able to really be honest about what the role is going to take, what you're looking for, what the reality is. There was a full data room built out for me that had, like, summaries of the team, competition, sales tech stack, historical revenue data, like, pop the hood, right? I even had to sign an NDA for it, but, like, that was the level of granularity that was being shared with me. As I've gotten to know the people more and more and more, people are just really direct here. Like, there's not a lot of beating around the bush or misleading anybody. So it's been a breath of fresh air for sure.
I think you nailed it. For whatever reason, over the last couple of months, I've been the go-to for a lot of people, like, where even it's loose connections. And the number one reason I would say people are going to leave the company is because they get blindsided. I think it's important to give that feedback, but people should not be surprised. What do you think you've done well in your first 90 days if someone else was, like, listening to this and about to start a job that they can take from your experience?
Like, most of my sales team has been here 10 plus years. Right. For the first time, they're bringing in an external sales leader to come in, and they know, like, man, like, things are going to change. Things are going to be like, there's going to be a lot of shakeup. I didn't come in and just start, like, immediately changing everything. Like, I met with everybody. I really had to listen. I really had to learn. And I brought them along with, like, in that experience of creating the change. What I was really trying to be intentional about was, I don't want the team to feel like I'm coming in saying, okay, you're doing it all wrong. Do this, do this, do this, do this. It was more of, let's understand what's going on. Let's think about the outcomes we're looking for. And then how can we collaborate together, right, to introduce this change, right? I can use a couple of examples here, but we're redefining our sales motion, right? It's a big thing of what's kind of going undertaking right now. And there's what ideal state looks like today. And then there's our current state. And we're not going to get there overnight. So we're very intentional being like, hey, listen, this is kind of the one simple, lightweight way to get introduced to some of these new concepts, right? And then we build from that. I think if I had to give you a third, like, I've done a lot of this stuff before. What I would say is confidence, being like, okay, I know how to change these things. I probably know what to do. But at the same time, there's a lot of really, really smart people, much smarter people than I am, who've done this before at a high level, bigger, greater, better than me. I've reached out to people that are, like, elite at their craft and their specialty to say, hey, I'm building new comp plans. What do you think about this? Like, how have you done it? I'm also, like, opening the network a lot more for just, like, sharing what I'm thinking about, to either be like, yup, you're on the wrong track, or, oh, nope, you might want to think about doing it this way, or here's a different perspective, right? So just bringing in a lot of smarter folks that I've been fortunate enough to, like, build relationships with over the years, I think that has been helpful for me to kind of open my perspective as well.
Change management sometimes is hard, right? It takes a little while. How have you been able to get people bought in?
I think the big part of it is, like, bringing them into it, like, bringing them into the build of how we do certain things, and they have having a voice. So they feel like there's an ownership of them building this, not being told what to do. I think that's been a really big win. Good example, we rolled out brand new onboarding and kind of customer experience playbook for them. This is going to help them renew more customers, build deeper relationships, right? In the end, earn more commissions. And so, like, if they understand, like, why it's going to benefit them on an individual level, as well as the company level, that's a huge part of it. And then we revised all of our commission plans, incentive packages to align with those things as well. It's something I've learned a ton from you, and you helped me a lot with as well. But it's like, I can go and tell you all day long of like, here's what you should do and how to do it and blah, blah, blah. But if I don't get in there in the trenches and do it with them, right? And be like, hey, I still got it a little bit, you know, like I got to be able to jump on calls and run through a demo, help them close deals. Like if I get in there and I'm doing it and I'm just not just telling them what to do, but I'm walking that talk as well. That's helped with the buy-in as well.
You nailed it. You got to lead by example. I don't care what anyone says. There's this toxic, I'll call it again, toxic sentiment that people don't want to work hard or this or that. If you want people to work hard, go lead by example. Like anytime I see a post like that, I'm like, okay, then you go carry a bag. You hit a chord, as you can see. But you got to lead by example. Look, I think this has been fantastic. I appreciate you for coming on. Congrats again for the organization for landing a superstar. Thanks for always for being a gem. The one question we love to ask everybody before we conclude the show is, if you could go back, what's one piece of advice you would give yourself? But I'm going to change this. If you go back to your first day at this new job, so like I'm putting a time horizon, one piece of advice you would give yourself?
Coming into this job, I had really clear objectives and specific things that I had to, you know, get done. And I came in and again, really started learning and really started observing. You know me well, where it's like, I just want to start getting things done. I want to start making progress. I wish I took a day, half a day, just to take a step back and be like, okay, blank slate. Am I doing all the right things, or there's some other things that I should be maybe like considering or prioritizing? So I think I came in maybe a little too laser focused on getting some key objectives done, where now I'm kind of starting to see, I'm like, oh wow, like there's a lot of other stuff that maybe I wish I got done or I wish I addressed sooner. So it's just taking that step back right before you run hard into execution mode, kind of like just check your gut and be like, okay, are we doing the right things, or are there other things I should cover?
Kevin, thanks again for coming on the show. For everybody listening, we so appreciate you for tuning in week after week. Please rate us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you're listening to this so your friends can find us. Until next time, be well, be safe, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Running a startup or managing a platform engineering team demands speed, quality, and compliance awareness. The dilemma often boils down to hiring more DevOps talent or overworking existing staff. Meet DuploCloud, the team that's challenged themselves to create a DevOps automation solution that frees their customers from tedious cloud infrastructure tasks such as provisioning, landing zones, security controls, and much, much more. DuploCloud's intelligent solution is a game changer for fast-growing companies. Experience it yourself with a demo with one of their product specialists. Mention this podcast and you can get 2 free months on an annual subscription with no strings attached. Go to duplocloud.com/uncharted to claim this offer and get started today. That is duplocloud.com/uncharted to get started today.